Entomology. Swarm immunity. Honeybees run vaccination programs too.
An old saw has it that there is nothing new under the sun, but it may still come as a surprise that human beings are not alone in having invented vaccination. Work just published in the Journal of Experimental Biology by Jan Harwood of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign confirms that honeybees got there first. It also suggests that they run what look like the equivalent of prime boost childhood vaccination programs. Being gregarious, honeybees are at constant risk of diseases sweeping through their hives. Most animals which live in crowded conditions have particularly robust immune systems, so it long puzzled entomologists that honeybees do not. Indeed, they actually possess fewer immune-related genes than most solitary bees. Part of the answer, discovered in 2015, is that queen bees vaccinate their eggs by transferring into them, before they are laid, fragments of proteins from disease-causing pathogens. These act as antigens which trigger the development of a protective immune response in the developing young. But that observation raises the question of how the queen receives her antigen supply in the first place, for she subsists purely on royal jelly, a substance secreted by worker bees which are at the stage of their lives, which precedes the period that they spend flying around foraging for nectar and pollen, when they act as nurses to larvae. Dr. Harwood therefore wondered if the nurses were incorporating into the royal jelly they were producing fragments from pathogens they had consumed while eating the victuals brought to the hive by the foragers. To test this idea, he teamed up with a group at the University of Helsinki in Finland, led by Heli Salmela. Together, they collected about 150 nurse bees and divided them among six queenless mini hives, equipped with broods of larvae to look after. Instead of nectar, they fed the nurses on sugar water, and for three of the hives they laced this syrup with Penicillium larvae, a bacterium that causes a hive-killing disease called American foulbrood.